is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Live from the North Pole, it's time for Christmas Morning, the daily show where every day is Christmas. Here are your hosts, Bran and Scott.
Yes, one and all, relax, because it's here. A time to lay down the weights of the January blues and put on the hope that is a Christmas blanket. Here on Christmas Morning, I'm your good friend Bran with my good friend Scotty. Scott, hello.
Ho, 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 and happy Wednesday, Brandon.
Was that a, how'd you like that little thing I did there at the beginning?
I like it. You know what? January blues, they're already behind us. We got through. What was the thing that I mentioned on Saturday with Shannon? Do you remember?
I did not listen to the most recent Saturday. I've listened to the first two. I usually listen on Saturday while I am making
eggs.
Breakfast for my kids. My children.
But you didn't feed them this weekend, so there was no episode.
Yes, I chose not to. No, for some reason, I don't know, some sort of timing thing got messed up.
It was something like Blue Thursday or something, and I heard it on another podcast as well.
Blue Thursday.
It's supposed to be the most depressing day after the holidays because the holiday spirit has completely worn off and you're just left with nothing.
Who's decided? Who's decided that that's the day?
The people. The people have decided. But that's behind us. We've already gotten through that. So now everything's on an uptick. We're back to building Christmas spirit.
Okay, fair enough. Yep. I've been talked into it. Scott, how's your week been? How's everything going on your end?
Oh, everything is going great. We've got some snow back in Denver. That's pretty fun. The weather is a little bitter, a little cold, but that's okay. It's winter. It's supposed to be like that. And here's the funny thing, Brandon. For some reason, Music Choice, Channel 941, Sounds of the Season, is still playing Christmas music. I don't know why, but I'm not complaining.
What do they usually do?
They usually turn it off about the 10th or so, and they put on something called The Pulse. And it's some horribly lame thing that nobody in the world would listen to. So maybe they decided, you know, since nobody listens to The Pulse, why don't we just keep the Christmas music flowing? And they have. So this is the first time I will say something positive about Comcast. Good going, Comcast. Everything else you do sucks, but it does. I've been a customer for a decade. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, good on you. Sirius could take some notes. I mean, I know you can still stream the Holiday Traditions channel, but why not keep all of the other ones?
The other ones were
great.
I'm
just saying, if you can keep a Christmas station streaming, why aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. If you're paying by the number of people that listen, who cares? Just put it on.
Now, I wanted to do something this week. I'm assuming by now you've heard about ChatGPT. You know about this?
ChatGPT. I do. I'm very familiar ChatGPT.
So it's for those that don't know, there's this like AI thing that you can chat with and ask it questions, give it prompts. It can, it's basically taking over Scott's job. It's writing some code. It can create webs. It can do all sorts of fun stuff. But I wanted to know if GPT knew about Christmas Morning.
Oh,
are we in the AI zeitgeist?
Right, right.
So
have they
asked,
trained it on anything that would include some kind of transcript from Christmas Morning? I don't think so.
I said, what are people saying about Christmas Morning podcast with Brandon Scott?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, I'm sorry, I don't have any information about a specific podcast called Christmas Morning.
For shame.
I said, is there a podcast called Christmas Morning? And they said, I'm sorry, I don't have any information about a specific podcast called Christmas Morning without more context or details. So I don't know what we have to do to rectify this. I do feel like we're missing an opportunity to be pushing our podcast into the memory bank of, I clearly know about AI. So I don't know what we have
right,
to do.
Right. This is something I actually deal with at work. And here's the dirty secret about ChatGPT.
Yeah.
OpenAI, the parent company, has admitted there are humans in the mix.
Whoa. In what way?
they sometimes step in and help the responses.
Okay. Okay.
And that's a little bit of a disappointment.
Interesting. I don't even know what that, how that works. So is there people like on the other side, like getting things in real time?
I don't know how they would do it so fast, but evidently there are humans in the mix somehow. This is not a ChatGPT podcast. And also, you know, who's not using ChatGPT are the people who email in.
Okay. Okay. I like what you're saying. So these are real people that have written real emails.
That's right. Dave in Utah and Josh Allen. I know Josh Allen's a real person. He's been emailing for quite some time. He is a prolific emailer and a good friend of the show. Let me read his email first. It wasn't an email as much as he wrote me to let me know about a book called The Triple Dog Dare, Watching and Surviving the 24-Hour Marathon of a Christmas Story. I had never heard of this book.
Did you write this book?
I could have. The author's name is Joanna Wilson.
Okay.
But it's a book from 2016. So it's already 6 years old, and the thing is, it's backordered. So either there's no supply of it, or there's a high amount of demand. I did backorder it. I will fill you in when I get it. I do have a blurb about the book. It says, Christmas writer Joanna Wilson trains her expertise on the 24-hour marathon of A Christmas Story to find out what really happens when you watch all 12 screenings of director Bob Clark's classic Christmas movie, nonstop, commercials and all. Now, Brian, I've never sat and watched all 12 screenings, all the commercials. I mean, that's basically sitting there for a full 24 hours, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, it is.
That's not my jam.
I have, in passing, chatted with Joanna Wilson before.
Oh, you have? That's very cool.
Yes, yeah. I'm in the Christmas TV business, so.
Right, right, yeah.
There's not, I mean, when multiple people are in that business, those paths do cross.
Yep, you're fancy. Watch out, everybody. Watch your feet. Names are dropping over by Brand. Okay.
Yeah, Joanna Wilson, that's right. Look out.
It says, along the way, she discusses the traditions of Christmas on TV, the nuances of Bob Clark's filmmaking, the ongoing appeal of the movie, and its relation to the unique storytelling talents of writer Gene Shepard, the activities of binge-watching and hyper-viewing, and experiences what may or may not be the first recorded case of soap poisoning. So when I get the book, Brian, I will read it, and I will report back on a future episode about what I thought of it.
Fantastic.
Thanks for letting us know about that, Josh.
Now, I think you should, another thing you could do, Scott, is you could email Joanna. I have a feeling she'd get back to you, buddy.
Yeah, probably. We are important Christmas people.
Maybe Joanna would come on the podcast.
Well, that would be nice. Joanna, if you're out there, please. If any of the listeners know Joanna besides Brandon, just give her a little nudge.
A nudge.
Say you should really check out these guys, Brandon Scott. They're great. I have one more email.
Okay, great.
This is from Dave in Utah.
Love Utah.
Here's the good news, Bran.
Okay.
By reading this email, I have fully cleared the Christmas Morning Podcast at gmail.com inbox.
Okay, that's good news and bad news.
We are inbox zero. So Dave in Utah says, hi guys, I'm not sure why I'm so late to the party, but I just discovered your podcast a couple months ago. I wanted to drop you a note to thank you for your hard work and dedication to all the year-round Christmas addicts like me. I have given you a 5-star review on Apple and look forward to spending time with you every week in 2023. Thanks for all that you do. Well, thank you, Dave. I'm glad that you found us. Don't worry about being late to the party. At least you're here. We're happy to have you.
Fantastic.
Isn't that nice?
Well, that was very kind. And it did get me thinking. I wonder if people have left some reviews. As you remember, I was a sad boy last week after being stuck at 161.
That's right.
Yes, 100%.
Did we make any progress?
We have made great progress, Scott.
Ooh.
We are up to 167.
Whoa, it's like a huge batch dropped in the middle of the night.
If you make people think that your life is worthless
right.
unless you get a review, people are so kind to leave reviews to help cheer you up.
Begging works. Story of my life.
I don't know when this is going to happen again, so I'm just going to read one
of course.
Every week.
Of course. Dole them out slowly.
I don't want to get cocky here. Is this a good week? Yes. But who knows when the next good week will come.
That's right. We might have future droughts.
That's exactly right. And so this one, I don't know if I read one from Tracy B. Long time back, the Hallmark listener, but late to the party of Christmas morning. I'm so excited to listen throughout the year and help keep Christmas cheer alive. Is that ringing any bells?
It's not ringing any bells, but I don't have a great memory.
Okay. Well, Tracy B.
Let's pretend it's new, even if it's not. I love it. Thank you, Tracy B.
There it is. Tracy B. So much Christmas cheer is what the subject was. And I agree. I do think there is a lot of Christmas cheer. Now, don't hear me saying, oh, we got to 167 as me saying we've arrived. We have not arrived. So please go help us get to 200. That'd be really great. That would make us feel really good. And we're not just going to get there magically. Although Christmas magic is absolutely a thing. It is something we also get to participate in. And so participate in the Christmas magic of getting us 200 by leaving a review today. Scott, I have a challenge for you.
Bring it.
I think you have a joke for us.
I do.
I have asked my good friend over at ChatGPT to give me a Christmas joke.
Right.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
And you will read your joke. I will read AI's joke. Uh-huh. And I will do, we'll have another poll in the link in this description where you can vote on which joke you like more.
Okay.
Scott's or the computer. This is Scott versus the computer, everybody.
I'll do it. Are you ready for my joke?
I'm ready for your joke.
Why did Scrooge keep a pet lamb?
I don't know.
Because it would say humbug.
Waka waka.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Beat that.
Well, here
beat
we go.
That, ChatGPT.
Here comes the computer joke. Why was the Christmas tree so excited?
I don't know.
Because it was getting decorated.
Waka waka.
I don't understand the joke. It makes me feel a little weird inside, to be honest with you.
You know what that reminds me of? That's like a joke that a three-year-old tells you. And they're so excited. Yeah. They've blown it somehow, but they're so excited you have to give that parental fake laugh. So good on you, ChatGPT.
Yeah. Well, let's see what the people think. You can vote in the link in the description.
Yeah. You know what? If the people don't vote for mine, I'm going to stop doing jokes. That's
wow. Okay. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Vote for the computer.
Well, my fingers were crossed behind my back. Let's get to the countdown.
Let's do it.
Joy to the world.
47 weeks until Christmas. 47 weeks, 334 days, and as of today, exactly 11 months until Christmas.
Ooh, that's very nice.
That feels good, right? We've got a whole month out of the way, buddy. One full month.
I'm glad you said that because it just kicked something in my brain that I forgot to bring up with you.
Great.
Remember we were talking about doing some sort of extra episode or multiple episodes with Shannon, right? Do you remember this?
Yes. Yes.
And you said if the people spoke, well, Kim Gazarek had an awesome idea.
Okay.
She suggested, why don't we do one extra episode a month and drop it on the 25th? And I thought that was a brilliant idea.
A brilliant idea, and one that we are doing already.
Right. Well, this month it would have happened, but this is probably the only month that will happen.
Yes, right.
So I think I'd like to try that. What do you think of that? You think it might be fun to do an extra episode each month?
I think it is.
Just one. Not too many. We don't want to get people tired of us.
I think it is fun to do this show as often as we possibly can. So whatever excuse we need, Scotty, I will take it, buddy.
Okay. Now, if anybody has any ideas for what the content of that extra episode,
I want it to feel different. I want it to feel spicy.
Exactly. It needs to be a little different. We're not doing an actual battle because that wouldn't be fair to Shannon.
It.
What do you got?
I want it to be like a fun, like, let's hear from the listeners type thing.
Almost like a mailbag type episode.
Like a mailbag type thing, but I want to like hear them. We can play their clips. We can take their questions.
Okay, what if the listeners don't write in?
Well, then we...
Because this is why.
We'll make up voices. Not that we would ever do voices.
History has shown here that there are thousands of people that listen to this show, and 167 people have written reviews. And there have been weeks gone by where I only get about one submission for a song. So it might be tough. Let's try it, though. Let's be positive and say it's going to work.
So at any time over the next month, email in a clip. You can do a voice memo on your phone. and just email it in. A question, a thought, a Christmas a story that you want to share.
A Christmas joke if you want.
Whatever it is. It'll be the people's.
If you think you can do better than comedian Scotty, you let me know. Put your money where your mouth is.
I don't know. I like this. ChristmasMorningPodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. We'll figure something out, but a little extra without doing too much. I mean, we're already a year-round Christmas podcast, which is tough.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to inundate the people, but I want to do an extra episode. We love having Shannon on, and I'm sure she would love to do it as well.
I love it. Hey, want some news?
I do. I need it.
Today is January 25th. I'm going to the dentist, and here's the news.
Hermes? Is Hermes the dentist?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Callback, reach back.
This is a fun story. This is a cute story that comes out of, let's see here, Cumberland.
Cumberland, Maine?
Could be. Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Okay, New England still.
The local police department in Cumberland received a letter from a little girl that reads, "Dear Cumberland Police Department, I took a sample of a cookie and carrots that I left for Santa and the reindeer on Christmas Eve, and
oh, I
wondering if you can take a sample for a DNA test to see if Santa is real or not." The Cumberland Police Department responded by saying some already uncovered evidence in support of Santa Claus's presence has been found in her neighborhood.
Wow.
Sending also a photo of what appears to be hoof prints, deer with antlers, etc. And they said they are awaiting the test results and asked residents to stay tuned for more information on whether or not we were able to lift any DNA off of the cookie and the carrots. So there you go. A nice little heartwarming story for you. I love that.
I love that. Let's stay on top of that. I want to hear how it resolves.
Absolutely. Looks like that's it.
Well, I like that story.
So not like hard-hitting news, but...
It's hard to find hard-hitting news a month after Christmas.
It's true. I'm happy that one exists, though.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Hey, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will do the TV listings for the next few days, and then we will update everybody on last week's Christmas music battle, and I promise I won't go on any rants. Here on Christmas Morning. We're back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Christmas Morning. It's good from Bran. And TV Scotty is in the house. He's walked into the booth. He is looking well-rested and ready to go. TV Scotty, what do you got for us?
I've got a few Christmas TV specials, courtesy of MostlyChristmas.com. Today, Wednesday, 9 a.m. on CMT, Roseanne, Home for the Holidays. 2 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, Monk, Mr. Monk and the Miracle. 5:30 p.m. on IFC, Everybody Loves Raymond, Jazz Records. 7 p.m. on CMT, Last Man Standing, the episode is called Elfie. 9 p.m. on MeTV, The Beverly Hillbillies, No Place Like Home. And 9:30 p.m. on TV One, Sanford and Son, Ebenezer Sanford. Thursday at 12 a.m. on Nick at Night, Friends, The One with All the Candy. 1 a.m. on Decades, The Honeymooners, Christmas Party. 1 a.m. on Hallmark Drama, The Waltons, The Spirit. 2 a.m. on MTV 2, The Jamie Foxx Show, Christmas Deja Vu. 3 a.m. on MTV 2, Sister Sister, the episode is called Christmas. 6 a.m. on TBS, Family Matters, Christmas is Where the Heart Is. And then it jumps all the way from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, no, you never want to see that. That's a big leap in time.
I hope you have something to do in the afternoon on Thursday. 4 p.m. on Hallmark Drama, The Waltons, The Spirit, and 7 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, Time for Him to Come Home for Christmas. And then finally on Friday, 2:30 a.m. on Hallmark, Frasier, Merry Christmas, Mrs. Moskowitz. 8 a.m. on VH1, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Christmas Show, and 8 p.m. on Hallmark, My Southern Family Christmas. And those are your very abbreviated Christmas TV specials, courtesy of MostlyChristmas.com.
Fantastic, Scotty. Thank you. Scott is back. Scott, hey, bud.
Hey, dude.
Let's do a little Christmas music battle. Last week, we had We Three Kings. I want to get this out of the way. My version by Crew X. Now, We Three Kings. Only got 8.8%. You guys are monsters. You guys are monsters.
Bran, didn't I get just about the same in the previous week with my version of something?
But that was justified. This is a robbery.
Okay. Well, each of us has to have a disastrous week, and you had yours.
We do have a close one here.
It was. It was closer than I thought it was going to be.
We've got a version by Fat. Which is fun. Instrumental fun time by a band called Fat.
It should be no surprise to anybody that TV Ska T brought the Fat version.
More than
that. That was 40.5%. Usually Ska versions don't get that high. So I was pleasantly surprised, even though I didn't win.
That's right. Which means if you are doing the math at home, the winner are the listeners with the silence. We Three Kings. Which, honestly, I don't know. I'm surprised.
I didn't know which way this was going to go. This was brought to us by Chris Kolpak. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. 50.6% of the voters thought that was the best version. Well, the people have spoken, and that's what they have said.
That's what they have said, indeed.
So that means the listeners are up 2 wins to goose eggs by the rest of us.
Well, let's see how it continues this week. You were inspired by my loser of a song, Scott.
Oh, don't be down on yourself. I liked it, and it brought a really cool battle this week.
Yes.
It reminded me of Christmas in Hollis.
Yes, Christmas in Hollis, Run DMC.
I do have a little bit of trivia about Christmas in Hollis.
Please.
This is the only original song on the 1987 album A Very Special Christmas. I thought that was kind of neat. As an added bonus, I brought you a second piece of kind of trivia.
Oh my gosh.
The main sample for this song, for Christmas in Hollis, the Run DMC version, was taken from Clarence Carter's 1969 song, Backdoor Santa. Can you play that clip? There it is, right there. That was the sample.
I feel like it's a little bit faster. I think the Run DMC.
I think when they chopped the sample, they either slowed it down or they did something to it. But that is the sample. And I love the song Backdoor Santa. I think that it's a really cool song.
Also a great song. I never think about it, but I really like it.
How about that? 2 pieces of trivia in 1 week.
Thank you for that, Scotty. That was wonderful. What was your experience with looking at the songs on the Bandcamp?
I felt like, by the time I got to it on Monday night, the listeners had picked most of the good stuff.
We got a lot of submissions this week.
We did. We got submissions from Jessica Wright, Amanda Kay, Kim Gazarek, Lenora Gilbert, and Era Evans. So thank you, everybody, for doing that.
Which usually wouldn't be a problem, but there was only about 4 pages of results.
It was a little bit on the light side. Yeah. You asked how I found it. There were a handful of decent versions that were going straight for the Run DMC version, the motif right there. And I didn't want to do any of those because if I wanted to hear that song, I would listen to the original. Then there were a whole bunch of really terrible ones, people that cannot sing, cannot rap, cannot do anything. And boy, did they.
There was one guy that was just, I think, like drumming on a bucket. And that was just it. It's like, is there going to be any more music in it? Nope.
I thought I was going to get nothing. I felt like I was at the donut shop at 3 p.m. looking at the last remaining really dried out donuts. But I did find one that I loved. What was your experience doing it?
Well, about what yours was, but one song worse. Because okay, I did it this morning. Yeah. And I was worried. I was concerned because I found multiple songs that I liked and then went to look at what the listeners had sent in and realized that they had already gotten to those.
Because I do it the night before you. And sometimes I feel like, oh, man, when Bran gets to this, he's in trouble. I better send him a couple of my second place ones. I almost thought about doing that. But you're a big boy. You can do it yourself.
I was this close to dipping into the listener submissions.
Almost,
because I just, I, I want to bring something good. But I think I did. I think I found the one last remaining good one.
Oh, good. So. Overall, though, I really enjoyed looking for versions of this song. It brought a smile to my face. It really filled me with cheer. So I guess, in a way, great battle.
Great battle. Great battle. Let's start with a version by Porolo. I love that take on the horn sample.
I loved that, not because I want to listen to that. I love it because it was so incredibly unique. I have never heard anything like that for Christmas in Hollis. The horns were wonderful. The flute was great.
It's what I want out of a cover, where it's like, that is the song, and it's also its own thing. And I love that.
It was a brand new take on a cover, on a song that I love. So that was a cool one. What do we have next?
Up next, we got a version by Letters to Ash, which sounds very intense. Here we go. Letters to Ash, which that is exactly what you would think that would sound like.
That had vibes of 311 and Beastie Boys. Yeah. That was a great take.
Really fun. I love the gang vocals there at the end. I'm a sucker for gang vocals.
Yeah, you and I, gang vocalists.
Last but not least is Elliot Brood. It's Christmas at Hollis. Yeah, I like that.
Brand, do you remember last week I asked Limp Bizkit to come on the show? Well, unsurprisingly, they did not email me, but I got my Limp Bizkit vibes out of that last song by who? Let's see, Elliot Brood.
We found the next best thing, I guess.
Music Scotty's a happy boy.
If there is a next best thing to Limp Bizkit, I think we found it. Yes. A very fun battle. I think this is a toss up, but I was very wrong last week. Mm-hmm. I'm still not
a great, great battle. Great. What a fun way to start off the year. Do you have a song for next week? It's your choice.
Yeah, well, I see down here that there was a request.
Okay, so someone named Era Evans wrote in. She wrote in a couple times. She first said how much she loved the show and that she was on an Android device and couldn't leave an Apple Podcast review, but she left reviews in like four other places for us. So that was really, really nice of her. Then she also submitted a version for today, and she said, hey, I would love to hear Marshmallow World.
Is a Marshmallow World in the podcast?
I like that song. It's not one that I think of very often.
Yeah, but I'm fine going with it. I like that song.
All right, let's do it then. Marshmallow World. I don't know what the choices are on Bandcamp.com, but go there, search for Marshmallow World, and see what comes up. If you find something you like, email it to me at ChristmasMorningPodcast@gmail.com.
Love it. You can vote now on the Christmas and Hollis poll in the link in the description. You can also vote for which joke was better, Scotty or the computer. And I will leave you with one more ChatGPT. I asked ChatGPT to write a new verse to Christmas and Hollis by Run DMC.
All right.
So I will do my best here.
Okay, let's hear it.
Streets are lit up, brightest holiday sight. Santa Claus is coming to town tonight. Gather around the fireplace with family and friends. Merry Christmas to all, let the love never end.
It's beautiful.
Not bad.
It's like a sequel. I loved it.
Well, okay, at least we got one good thing out of ChatGPT. That was probably one that somebody actually did. One of the real people.
That was a human. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to be back next week with another one. Please vote. Please send in emails. We're completely dry in the email well, so email Christmas Morning Podcast. Yeah.
Your email will get read next week if you write in, because I got nothing otherwise. It's going to be crickets.
That's exactly right. All right, guys, see you then. Until then, Merry Christmas.